last December, was it, we had this burglary?
Right. The burglary at the Great Texas Gun Store was December 17th, 2011. And the first handgun that was recovered was January 4th in Reno. But since that time, we've actually recovered four more handguns in three separate incidents down in Nueces County. March 9th, in a traffic stop in Robstown PD, they made an arrest, and the person involved in that was carrying one of the handguns that was traced back to the Great Texas Gun Store. And then June 16th, in Corpus Christi, the police department was responding to a disturbance there, and they ended up making an arrest, and the person they arrested had a handgun, and it turned out to be one of our stolen handguns. And then most recently on July 6th, Corpus Christi PD again was responding to a report of suspicious activity. And as a result of the investigation of that activity, they got a search warrant. They searched a home there, and they recovered some illegal narcotics and two handguns from the Great Texas Gun Store burglary. And so now we have five total, but more importantly, we have four that are from the Nueces County area, which kind of focuses our investigation at this point.
Is there a common source for where these weapons came from?
You know, we haven't put that together yet. None of the suspects that that have been arrested with these weapons are cooperating with the investigation. And so the fact that, you know, the locality is our strongest clue at this point in time. We're getting great cooperation from the police department there in Corpus Christi and in Nueces County Sheriff's Office and ATF and DPS through the Ranger Division. All in that area are working with us. You know, there does seem to be some organization involved here, and so, you know, I hate to call it a gang, but you know, we're looking at every opportunity to try to identify the source of these guns and tie it back to Brazos County.
And so far, no relationship established between the suspects in these cases.
No, and that's why we're bringing this up right now. We ran it on Crime Stoppers here locally last night on KBTX, reenactment, and then a plea to call Crime Stoppers to the community. You know, if anybody knows of any ties but to Corpus Christi in this case, but more importantly, it's going to air, that same segment's going to air down in Corpus Christi in the Nueces County area tonight and tomorrow. And so now we'll have the opportunity to make the community aware and hopefully get in some information. Also, bringing Crime Stoppers in allows an informant to share information with us anonymously without having to give their name. And if it's fruitful and leads to an arrest or some seizures, then it could also bring the caller a reward. Crime Stoppers is offering up to a $1,000 reward for information. And then the ATF has also added a $5,000 reward, or up to $5,000 reward in this case. So someone with the right information can capitalize on this case, and all they have to do is call Crime Stoppers.
And that number is?
Locally, it's 979-775-8477, or 775-TIPS.